Tit Cinemas this Friday, and join us in the studio right now are the three angels themselves. It's Christian Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balintz.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just said what up, what up. I don't know why, but that's what came out. The girls in the house this morning. What up, what up. Girls, we're excited to have you.
Thank
so
you.
Rolling through so early as well. And I feel like you three caused trouble on set. What went down?
I think we're all dork, like very goody two shoes.
Yeah, we're like, oh, we better
relay.
Yeah. You've got no wild stories for us.
I mean, maybe offset, but on set, we're consummate professionals. We wanted it to be good, man, and we wanted to get in there, get into the trenches, you know?
I've got one word for you, though. Tequila.
Yes, tequila. Is my answer.
Yeah, that sounds like my one word answer.
Yes. By the way, you can't say tequila and then not produce a shot.
Right, that's very true.
I was thinking about doing that on the show, but I don't think we're allowed. I don't think you're allowed to drink on the show so early morning.
Yeah. He's a good boy. Yeah, he's following the rules.
I really am, yeah. Something happened with tequila while filming, right?
There was, you know, there was one time where, so the last scene in the movie, we are actually taking shots in the scene. So Cree was like, hey guys, why don't we actually take a shot? And
I'm really method.
You know, get into character. Yeah. But it's, you know, it makes sense. And also when you're, so in the studios, it's, you don't really know what time of day it is. So it was like, what, 9 a.m. in the morning or something
like
that.
And we were shooting.
We had like a 6 a.m. call.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah, maybe it was even earlier. Like, so we were, I was definitely tipsy in the scene. When I look at that, in that scene, my eyes are red. I look crazy. You know when it's like, you want to get your wings? And I'm like, hell yeah. Give me my wings. I'm like so intense.
That was not a bad actual impression.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, like what was I thinking? And I was like, ah, tequila.
Yeah. Tequila.
That's when it kicked. We were doing push-ups, and I remember that we hadn't really had much breakfast, and I felt like this burning.
Yes.
Like, you know when you take, I'm sorry, a shot on a somewhat empty stomach, and I was like, oof. It is the morning.
Yeah. My favorite thing is that when Ella tastes tequila, she's like, press ups. That's like her reaction. Yeah. Physical activity.
So latte. Literally, like, bang, let's have it. Press ups. Press ups. Girls, you are hanging out with us for the show this morning. We've got more to come from you on the way, all right?
All right.
Brilliant.
It's the Charlie's Angels, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo. I was from Charlie's Angels. It's Christian Stewart. It's Naomi Scott and Ella Balintz.
And on the show earlier, we were asking weird jobs that you've had. Okay, this was some massive thing we did on the show earlier. Still loads of these coming in. Robbie saying he once had to do his boss's kid's homework. Weird job, man.
I mean,
have you girls had weird jobs? What's the weirdest thing?
So it's not a weird job, but it's a weird. This will be funny because I feel like a lot of people listening to this will be like, oh my goodness. I worked in Selfridges in the men's shoes department for nearly 3 years. The first time I ever, well, I just come back from Los Angeles doing a bit of, you know, our filming stuff, and I went to a cafe and I ordered my food, and the guy was kind of looking at me a bit weird, and he was like, and I was like, okay, here we go. I was like, this is it.
I'm gonna get spotted.
And then he goes, hi, yeah, I'm so sorry to do this. I don't wanna. Did you sell me your shoes?
No.
No,
the Balenciaga size 9.
Yeah, I was like, hey, dude, yeah, 43, what's good?
43, what's good?
I love the fact that you're praying, like, make sure I look good, make sure I look good. This is my moment. Yeah, I used to work in Selfridges, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
Girls, my mate Dunny is a big fan of you lot, and when he heard you were coming on the show, he wanted to set you a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, go on. Depends what it is.
We're going to get him on the show next and find out, right?
All right.
But just before that, let's get your latest.
With our favourite trio this morning, it's Charlie's Angels themselves, Christian Stewart. It's Naomi Scott and Ella Balintz.
Hey! Good morning.
Hey.
Hello. What up?
Now, as we know, Charlie's Angels are an elite private detective agency.
Yeah.
Experienced at cracking codes.
Naturally.
Finding out mysteries and solving riddles.
I love it.
We all know riddles play the big part of the film.
You should do press for us.
You could move. We couldn't move for riddles in the film.
No, it's the hype man.
So that's our link. When my mate Dunny heard you girls were going to come on the show, he's the king of riddles.
Okay.
He calls himself the king of riddles, okay? He's my best mate from Preston. He's on the line this morning. Hey. Good morning, Dunny.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, we're all great, man.
Hey, Dunny.
Hi,
you're right.
Yeah.
Danny, you're a massive fan of the Angels, aren't you? You got their bed sheets.
Oh,
love him.
Yeah.
He's stolen our bed sheets.
Yeah. He's got bed sheets for Charlie's Angels.
Who just said he's stolen my bed sheets?
It was good.
Thoroughly landed.
Dunny goes by the King of the Riddles. Every time we go on a long trip together, he'll set a riddle at the start of the trip. You've got to work it out. Okay. I love these things.
Oh, no.
He's got a riddle for you girls.
All right, go on then.
Dunny?
Yeah.
Give us the riddle.
Okay, today's riddle is, what is the softest nut in the entire world?
I'll repeat. What is the softest nut?
Oh, nut.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Is that right, George?
This is correct.
Is this one of your favourite riddles?
I like it. It's a nice, easy opener.
Yeah, it's pulled from the personal collection, this one, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Just give us that riddle once more this morning.
What is the softest nut in the entire world?
And it's like a one-word answer.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Ooh,
oh, it's a tough game. This
the riddler plays hard this morning, doesn't he, Johnny?
It's probably like two minutes.
Okay, we're going to play some songs. If you want to get involved in this, 64100, start your message with the word kiss. Stay there. It's Kiss Breakfast.
As of Charlie's Angels are in the Kiss Breakfast studio this morning, helping us crack a riddle because they have super spy skills.
Ella's face right now.
I love
good one.
I'm like going, in my head, I'm going like, pine nut, coconut.
But it's not a nut. It's not a nut. No, it won't be a nut. It'll be some weird, it's silly.
Nutella.
Nutella.
I love the fact that while the songs are playing, this is all we've had in the studio is riddle related nut chat. George is on the line. You're right, Johnny.
I know.
Hello.
You donut. Not.
Hold on.
Oh my god. Are you serious? This is my girl. This is my girl.
This is.
Johnny.
I don't know if it's the right answer.
Give us the riddle.
And if it's not, it's our right answer because that's
you want
brilliant.
The riddle again?
Give us the riddle again.
What is the softest nut in the entire world?
A donut.
Donut is correct.
I could jump out the window and start flying right now. I'm so impressed with you.
This is our fantastic Naomi's girl. There you go.
Didn't think that we were gonna get it like so extremely
quickly.
That I'm just blown away, you know.
Guys, to be honest, we didn't think this idea would fly as much as it has done, so yeah. I'm so glad you're also willing to
do it. All three of us are very, very highly competitive.
Yeah. So this disproportionate celebration.
Yeah. I almost want another riddle now. I'm like, let's go. We got the ball rolling, let's do this.
I feel like stop there.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I don't want to lie.
That being said,
Dunny, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem.
Riddle cracked, my man. And ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. One more time, make some noise for Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balintz. Woo!
Yes, girls.
Charlie's Angels really is all about riddles, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did learn that. I promised the world and I fell for